Upon returning to work this Monday, what if your boss told you he wanted you to enroll in a two-day management class called The Power of Listening? If your answer was, what'd you say? He might have a point, but be prepared for some role-playing, learning how to partake in something called involved silence, learning to improve your soft skills. That's apparently corporate buzz speak for stuff that's not really ever in your job description. The Wall Street Journal's Jared Sandberg endured such an experience and wrote about it for his column, Cubicle Culture, for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jared.
Good morning, folks.
So you went to Cornell University School of Industrial Labor Training. Was this an assignment or punishment?
Well, it depends on who you ask. I took it because I was interested in it. My family would view it as an assignment, I think. They were very interested in seeing if I could improve my listening skills.
Now, who attended this class for real? You were going for an assignment, but there were obviously people there to actually learn something for
There's always a broad range of people, and oftentimes these courses, all soft skill training, so it's negotiation or listening or leadership stuff, there are often requirements for people, you know, to meet to get to certain, you know, better job classifications and things like that. So it's sort of like accruing points at a university. But there's always a group of people who are sent there by their managers to get fixed, like a slipping transmission. And, you know, you can kind of tell, and some will admit to you at the lunch table that, well, their boss had issues with them. Most of the people there were people involved in union negotiations, where I suppose listening on either side of that table is a better skill.
You focused in your article mostly on this listening portion of the soft skills training. Now, bad listeners, aside from not hearing what you're saying, have some really annoying traits. What kind of behavior do bad listeners engage in, I should say?
Well, they tend to scout for an opportunity to jump in. So they're not really listening to what you're saying. You're just formulating your own response. And this is something that I'm like guilty of all the time.
Jared, that's a really good point. Go ahead.
Well, would you like to continue?
Yes.
As you can tell, I've gone through the course. You tune out dry subjects, which we all do. You get into arguments. You fake attention. You react to emotional words. And you daydream, all of which, I'm guilty of in a given period of time. A lot of people rehearse what you're about to say and grab every conversational opening, looking for flaws in whatever someone's telling you.
However, something that was also quite interesting was that being a good listener doesn't necessarily mean you are going to be efficient in the office. One of the women who was involved in the survey said efficiency and politeness are inversely correlated.
Right. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, like, people will tell you one way when you don't have time to listen is to schedule someone for I have next week. And let's sit down because it's really important to talk, but I can't talk now. You know, of course, I was thinking to myself, I have the whole month of October open for you. You can take any time you want during that period.
I like your ringtone, by the way.
A calypso beat.
I apologize. that was my alarm.
To make sure you got up in time to be on the Bryant Park Project. I thought it was also interesting that a fact that we don't listen may not be our fault, that we can absorb more data than we can put out?
Well, you speak at a pace of between 110 to 200 words per minute, but you can understand in a range of 400 to 3,000 words per minute. So there's a real gap there. So people can't speak fast enough to hold our interest, or at least, you know, the chips are stacked against us in that regard. So your mind starts to wander, and you start to look around and, you know, drift off.
Jared, there was one quote in your article that someone who is teaching the course said something along the lines of, there's no such thing as a boring presentation. I guess they've never watched C-SPAN 3 at 4 a.m. But how could that, I mean, what's the point of saying that when we all know boredom exists?
Well, I think, you know, if you take any listening skill apart from, like, unstainable carpet and I'm sorry, guys. apart from that, having your learning journal and the unstainable carpet, the fluorescent lights, the motivational posters, one thing that you will learn is that they will tell you things that, you know, explode myths. And they want you to believe that there's no such thing as a boring listener because they want you to believe that you have not been really living up to your potential as a listener. And, you know, this is the same pattern. They break you down the first day, and the second day they build,
build you
up.
Back up.
You know.
Jared Sandberg writes the column Cubicle Culture for the Wall Street Journal, and I think he has a new theme song when he appears in the Bryant Park Project. Hey, Jared, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Jared Sandberg and his steel drum orchestra.